Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 30, Text 21. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Niranjan Maharaj was explaining in his class on Nrisimha Chaturdashi how the root cause of sinful life is ignorance. Because of ignorance of our relationship with Krishna, we have to suffer intensely in material life. Sometimes we are punished intensely, and at other times the suffering appears to be less. When the suffering appears to be less, the living entity becomes complacent and thinks everything is very nice. And the foolish materialist is ever optimistic about the prospects of enjoying life in the material world. Due to the influence of Maya, he forgets how much suffering he is undergoing. Just like childbirth, that is explained. The pain a woman experiences when giving birth to a child is so intense that she thinks, well, no more children. But then after some time she forgets and has more children. Similarly, punishment, hellish punishment, everyone has to suffer. Those who are followers of the Vedic Karmakanda system, they try to adjust their lives in such a way that they won't have to suffer hellish punishments. But they can't avoid it. At some point they'll make some mistake and then they'll slip, make some sinful activity and have to go to hell. The example is there of Nriga Maharaj. His pious activities were so great they could not be counted. No one could have imagined how he would be going to hell after leaving the body. Another nail case. But he did. He went to hell. He got the body of a lizard. That's the equivalent to hellish punishment. So this is the fact. Everyone is destined for hellish punishment. All the people we see walking on the street, they're all destined for hellish punishment. They're walking here and there, very busily going to their office. Whatever they're doing, they're absorbed in it. They don't know in a short time that this will all be broken. Therefore, understanding this, devotees, they preach Krishna consciousness. When we read this section of Bhagavatam, it should awaken in our hearts the desire to give Krishna consciousness to others. Because people are suffering, they don't know. They don't know what is their proper life. They take this suffering as all in all. They don't know they're supposed to be living with Krishna eternally, no more suffering, birth and death. They don't know means they're in ignorance. Every person we see walking around this city of Moscow, 10 million people, every person has the capacity to be a pure devotee of Krishna. Everyone is a pure devotee of Krishna. Only they forgot and they don't want to remember. They're not in any hurry to remember. But it is the duty of devotees to wake them up. Utishta, jagrata, prapya varangni bodhata. This is the Vedic injunction. Get up! Wake up! Utishta, jagrata. Get up! Wake up! Take that benediction, take that gift which is your birthright. You're not meant to suffer in this material world. You're supposed to be happy with Krishna. Just see, what is the choice? Either you suffer in hellish punishment or you dance with Krishna. People don't know, we know. Therefore it is our duty to go to people and inform them, at least give them the chance. We can't force people to be Krishna conscious. But at least we should give them the information by which they get the chance. And along with giving the information, we have to awaken the inclination. Just like this prasad distribution. When people take prasad, that awakens their inclination for Krishna. And when they get books, they get information of Krishna. And when they see the Sankirtan party and hear the holy names being chanted, that just hearing that, that cuts through millions of lifetimes of ignorance, goes straight through to the heart, through to the soul. So these are the principal activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. Harinama Sankirtan, prasad distribution, book distribution. We have many other programs also. But these are the basic programs which form the backbone of the Krishna consciousness movement. Often we hear devotees, they're asking about advancement in Krishna consciousness. How can I control my mind and senses? How can I become free from offenses in chanting? A higher level of Krishna consciousness is not only to think of my own advancement, but to think of everybody else, how they may advance in Krishna consciousness. Why are our mind and senses not controlled? What does Lord Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Who can think of a relevant? All right, but why do we contemplate the Why? Well, why is our mind not fixed? I'm thinking of a verse from the second chapter. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam vivasayatmika buddhi samadho navidhiyate. Because we are attached to the idea of enjoying this material world. Therefore, our proper consciousness, our Krishna consciousness is covered over, is lost. Therefore, we cannot fix our intelligence, we cannot fix our mind on Krishna. Bahushaka hi anantascha. Then our mind, it goes in so many different ways. How to enjoy this, how to enjoy that. So, to fix the mind in Krishna, we should do that, fix our mind in what Krishna wants. Krishna has come in this Kali Yuga as Patita Pavana Gaura Hari, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mission is Priti Vite Ache Jatanagara Digram Savatra Pracha Hoibe Moranam, to spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village in the world. Every town and village, every house, every heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to deliver the whole world. So the devotees who take up this mission, then automatically their mind, senses, everything become controlled. When our consciousness is fixed on this point, how to cooperate, how to be a servant within the Sankirtan movement, then automatically our mind, senses, everything becomes under control. We have so much work to do. Every day so many people are dying and going to Yamaraj. A devotee should think it is a major tragedy every time someone leaves the human body without getting some knowledge of Krishna. It's not that sometimes I think some of the Russian devotees are thinking, well, we've distributed so many books here, so now it's time for us to go to sleep. There'll never be a time when there's been enough books distributed. When you have a full set of books in every house, then you might think there's been enough books distributed. But then you can distribute for every member of the house one set of books. Just like in many countries now, because they have so many TV programs, and people, all the members of the house have their own TV. So everyone can have their own set of Prabhupada's books. We should never think we've done enough. We are hearing about prasad distribution. 1500 plates of prasad distributed, kijai. But we're looking forward to the day when people, they don't cook anything else except that which is to be offered to Krishna. When people, they're not cooking meat and eggs and sausages anymore. When every home, they're offering their food to Krishna. Just like once in Paris, Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some of his disciples. And they were walking in the area where there's all the embassies of the different countries. So one devotee made the suggestion that Prabhupada, just like in every big city of the world, all the different countries have their embassies. So we should have our embassy, we should have a temple in every big city of the world. Prabhupada said, why? Why every city in the world? Every house. Why are you only thinking every city? He said, I want that when we go on our morning walk, we'll hear from through the window, ding, 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 everyone's doing puja. This is how Prabhupada is thinking. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking. This is how his servant should think. Servant means he wishes to fulfill the desire of the master. So what can we do? We're not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're not Srila Prabhupada. But we can follow their orders. Take up the preaching mission seriously. Whatever service we are doing, we should be conscious that this is service within the Sankirtan movement. This is urgent. We have important work to do. In our whole life, we can't finish our work. As long as there are any living entities who are not Krishna conscious, we should feel our work is incomplete. That's why Prabhupada said that I want the benediction from Krishna to fight for him up to the last breath, just like Arjuna did. And Prabhupada practically did that. Lying on his bed, exhibiting the pastimes of being sick. He was preaching, translating Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the world for the next 10,000 years. Love. So as servants of Srila Prabhupada who struggled so much to give us Krishna consciousness, we should also struggle. Preaching is a struggle. People don't want to take it. Preaching means austerity. Preaching and comfortable life doesn't go together. But this is the ticket to take us back to Godhead. And practically we see that devotees who take all difficulties to preach this message, they're blissful, they're ecstatic. And those who are making arrangements to live very comfortably and take the Mahaprasad, they're not happy. If we think, let me organize my material life very comfortably so I can live very comfortably and then I'll chant Hare Krishna without a disturbed mind, that won't happen. It's the same illusion that the karmis are in. The karmis are thinking, I will organize my material situation so nicely that I'll live very peacefully and happily and enjoy sense gratification. So if we're thinking, I'll organize my material situation very nicely, and then I'll chant Hare Krishna and be very happy like that. It won't happen. Because it is the nature of this material world that to make some so-called comfortable arrangement, we have to go through so many difficulties. And even when we make such an arrangement, there'll be some disturbance. So better give up the idea of being happy in this material world by any other method than by surrendering to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna for members of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya means preaching Krishna consciousness. Be compassionate. See how people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. Do something to help them. Hari Shauri Prabhu, he was Prabhupada's servant for so many years, in one class, he was narrating one dream one devotee had had. Now we don't, as he said in his class, we don't always quote dreams because dreams are not usually authoritative evidence. But as this dream was relevant, he quoted it, and I'm going to quote it.
Nope.
One devotee, he was always meditating how, well, there's so many problems in this movement, this isn't right, that isn't right. So then in a dream, he saw Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada showed him a vision of the condition in the world, how people are suffering and going to hell. So then Prabhupada turned to that devotee and said, just do something to try and help them. There are problems in this movement, there always will be. Don't expect utopia. Don't expect utopia. Everyone who comes into this movement is immediately a paramahamsa. Don't think that everyone's going to treat you in the most ideal manner, because they won't. After all, we're all coming from sinful background. We all have so many bad habits, not only from this life, but from many, many lives. We're in the hospital. This Krishna conscious movement is like a spiritual hospital. So if you go to the hospital and you criticize, just see, everyone here is sick. What kind of criticism is that? They're sick or they're taking treatment. They're going to get better. Don't see the bad thing, see the good thing. But anyway, even this devotee might tread on my toes or say boo to me or something. What does it matter? If someone doesn't behave properly with me, that's not my problem, that's his misfortune. Therefore, chunada pisunichena tarari vasahishana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. One who tolerates all the difficulties and remains humble, he can preach, he can do kirtan. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna. Tolerate the difficulties. Go on preaching. This Krishna conscious movement is the only hope for the suffering living entity. Sometimes devotees ask me about Gaudiya Math. Sometimes devotees ask me about Gaudiya Math. So alright, Gaudiya Math is Gaudiya Math. But they're not going to deliver all the people from hell. They may deliver a few people from ISKCON. But they don't have the power to preach. They may talk some things about Radharani, which they don't understand. But they can't go to people and convince, you're not this body. Life comes from life. Surrender to Krishna. So this movement, this is the only hope for the suffering living beings, and we are very fortunate to be in it. We should make others fortunate also. Who is not in this movement, they are very unfortunate. They are suffering intensely, as being described here. So we should consider that. Atmopam yena sarvatra. We should see, just like I suffered, how the others are suffering also. And then do something to help them. It's nothing difficult that we have to do. We simply have to take some books in our hand and go and sell them. Of course, it may be difficult. Previously in Russia, it was easy. You set up a book table and people would come. Now it's like other countries, you have to go and somehow or other convince them to take the money out of their pocket and take a book. So now we'll see who's actually dedicated to book distribution. So it will be difficult, no doubt. But if you go out and try and pray to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Prabhupada, to your spiritual master, then certainly you will distribute some books. Book distribution, prasad distribution, harinam. Even just going, you go out dressed in dhoti, or sari and tilak, and people will see you and say, Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, many devotees, they don't like to go out dressed like this. In a big city like Moscow, every time you go out, so many people will see you and they'll think, Hare Krishna. They'll be benefited. Maybe we're afraid that people will laugh. If they laugh and say, ha ha ha, Hare Krishna, then they're benefited. And after some time, when they see that we don't care if they laugh, because we're happy to be devotees of Krishna, we're proud to be under the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they'll stop laughing and they'll respect it. When if people laugh at you and you don't care, then they are humiliated. Then they respect you. You are fixed in your determination. So one way or another, every member of this movement has to be a preacher. Some devotees are meeting big people in the state. Others are doing more humble service. Whatever service we're doing, everyone should know that our duty as devotees is to serve as soldiers in the Sankirtan movement. Always consider how others are suffering, try to help them. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I want that every one of my followers should shed 200 gallons of blood for the sake of delivering the fallen souls. So let us do that. We don't have much time. Lives are short. Within a few days, these bodies are going to fall down dead. So between this time and that time, let us do as much as we can to serve the Sankirtan mission. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
You have mentioned in your lectures that everybody is going to hell. But what if such people, without changing their lifestyle, they will just meet some devotees on the street and take some prasadam or buy book? What will happen with them? They will not change their life after that. But
no, their life. If someone takes a book or prasadam, their life is already changed. You may not see how it's changed, but they have contacted Krishna. No. That means they got free from millions and millions of sinful activities. And they've got the chance to develop their Krishna consciousness. If you do 1% devotional service in this life, next life you start off at 2%. So Prabhupada told that even if someone just takes prasad, at least their next life will be human. Doesn't mean they won't get any hellish punishment. Certainly they'll be relieved to a great extent. But we're not even so much interested in relieving people from sinful reactions as giving them Krishna consciousness. By taking prasad, you become free from sinful reactions. More important than that is that your attraction to Krishna begins to develop. You may not see how it begins to develop. That is called agata sukriti. The person, he took some prasad, he doesn't know, he just thinks it's some food, some food given to me by Hare Krishna people. But he doesn't know, but he's contacting devotional service. Then again, at least in the next life, you'll get the opportunity again. Then by coming in contact with Krishna consciousness again, the heart becomes purified to the point where someone takes up Krishna consciousness seriously. We're preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. We say the same thing, we give the same books to everybody. Some people take it up seriously, some don't. What is the reason for that? In general, we can say that those whose stock of previous pious activities was greater, they are ready to take up Krishna consciousness. By pious activities is meant those who have had contact with Krishna consciousness previously. So don't think that because we're distributing books and not everybody immediately surrenders to Krishna that we're wasting our time. Not at all. Practically, we see that how all over the world the effect of these books is there. I know when I was a kid at school, I was expressing interest in reincarnation that all the other kids at school thought I was cracked, crazy. But now that's an accepted concept in the Western world. It's not because of the educational system. It's not because of the garbage things they show on TV. It's not because of Buddhism or transcendental meditation, because they have no idea what reincarnation means. It's because of Prabhupada's books. And there are so many signs all over the world of the effect of Prabhupada's books. You're all signs. I'm a sign. Mostly everyone who comes to Krishna Conscious Movement, they come, first of all, they get Prabhupada's books. How many devotees here got a book before they came to this movement? Please raise your hand. Yeah, so practically everybody. In teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada writes that there are devotees of Krishna all over the world, in every town and village. But they don't know they're devotees. Yeah, they're thinking they are this body. They're thinking, I've got very important work to do. I have to go to the bank, and I have to get money, and I have to see my family affairs. And all of a sudden, there's someone standing in front of him pushing some book with a funny picture into his face. And he doesn't know what's going on. Eventually he finds out that he wants to sell it to me. No, I don't want this. Somehow or other, devotees, they're very good at convincing people, and he takes it. And he's very busy all day, and he comes home at night. What's that? What's this here? Oh yeah, I bought that. Let's have a look. So he opens up the book and it says, my dear sir, you are not this body. You are an illusion. You are eternal spirit soul, servant of Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. Then something goes into consciousness. Oh, Krishna. I heard Krishna. That before somewhere. Somewhere means some previous life. Or maybe even in this life, he saw on TV or something. And he starts to read the book. And this happens with people who have performed devotional service in previous life. That when they read the book, that everything in it appeals to them. It makes 100% perfect sense. Even though they can't understand everything in the book, what they can understand, they can understand that this is absolutely 100% correct. And then they begin to realize that everything else in the world is completely nonsense. And that this is the reality which I was searching for. I didn't even know I was searching for it, but now I've got it. Never, never underestimate the book distribution. Every one of these books is an incarnation of Krishna. These books are Krishna in mercy form. Going out, looking, where are my devotees? One more question.
The people here have the tradition of going to the seminars.
Going to where?
To grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Graveyards. Offer their forefathers, the ancestors, they offer some meat and eggs and all that. So can their faith be changed by offering them, instead of these things, prasadam? They put those on the gravestones and some meat usually.
They put some on the gravestone, eggs, then eggs, and then the crows and dogs come and eat it.
But can their faith be changed by bringing them prasadam?
There is a... within the Vaishnava system, there is offering the forefathers prasad. Such a system is there. But anyway, Vaishnavas, they don't have cemeteries. Cemetery means full of ghosts. Bodies should be burned.